Well, this is a first, Dilly. Thanks for hanging around for our good news, because you got a big event tomorrow with Canadian Blood Services and their need for stem cells. But we got to start at the beginning, because the story is near and dear to your heart.
About 6 years ago, one of my mom's good friends, Sheila, and my cousin, Neil, both were fighting, different types of very rare cancer. And a lot of those times, they need either stem cell transplants or blood transfusions, all that right. kind of stuff. So at the time, we all went and swabbed to see if we were matches. And that puts you into a stem cell database, essentially, that's Canada-wide. So, hoping that you're a match with somebody is one thing, but my mom's friend Sheila is still alive and with us today because she ended up being a match with her daughter who swabbed.
Okay.
But we lost my cousin about 5 years ago because of that. So this is something I've been trying to put together for a little while now. It's something that's important to me and my family to, kind of raise more awareness about. And I think, that's kind of my main goal here is to grow that stem cell database, but also to spread more awareness, because you and I were even talking about it before this, and I think a lot of the times, and myself included, all those years ago where I went, well, stem cells, that sounds complicated.
It does.
Right?
Like dangerous.
Invasive, right? Yeah, exactly. So when I went and did the actual swab, it's not invasive at all.
First, when you said swab, I went, wait, it's a swab?
Yeah.
Like, I thought they had to take blood or they had to take a bone sample. I wasn't sure what they had to do.
Sure. Yeah, and a lot of the times they'll try and, sell it as what they call a swab party,
hey,
where you get all your friends together.
Yeah.
Because the major thing is, and the stats are quite shocking, where it's, I think it's every 3,000 people that enter that database potentially only could be a match for 4 people.
Mm.
So when you look at those numbers, the big thing is to get that registry much larger. The more people in, the better, right?
Yeah.
About a year after I did my swab, I got a call and they told me I was a match for some complete random stranger. Yeah. The person who receives the stem cells can reach out to you afterwards.
Oh, okay.
And at the time, I wasn't thinking about any of that. Mm-hmm. It was a nice way for me to kind of honor my cousin and keep this conversation going. And I signed up for it and went through the process. And there was another thing where at first I was kind of like, this might be scary.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody I was involved with from day one right till the actual donation, amazing, walked me through it. It was not nearly as complicated as I thought it would be. And obviously the chance to help somebody live longer was important to me. So, and the nice thing is that once you're in that database, you can actually donate twice in your lifetime. And it's as simple as a couple cheek swabs. And whether you come down to this event that we're going to do tomorrow, or actually they will mail you the swab kits. It's that easy.
Kidding.
They'll send it right to you. You swab it. You throw it back in. Canada Post stamps on there. And
hey,
it's
listen,
good to go.
Put your spit in the mail.
That's
I love it.
That's right. It's nice and easy like that. So tomorrow, the event that we're doing, it'll be from 12 to 2. It's at 777 William Avenue, which is Canadian Blood Services headquarters there, right? So free parking, everything else. That's number one.
Do we get cookies?
Yes, you do. So we're going to do some stem cell swabbing there on location. Okay. If you can't make it down, you can follow on the hot account on Instagram or on mine, Sean Dilworth Radio, and I'll give you the link so you can get one sent to your house.
Yep.
If you can join us tomorrow, we'll be doing blood donations and the stem cell swabbing.
And you get to meet Dilly. I mean, come on.
I mean, that's the
cherry on top right there.
So we'll be there tomorrow from 12 to 2. So hoping to, strengthen that database up a little bit.
You want to say you're a part of a swab party. Let's face it.
Exactly.
You know?
Sounds pretty cool, right?
Thanks, Dilly.
Thank you, Alex.